Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing. Every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifests our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada woo dee da
do the twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah. My heart hurts really bad. Just really, really hard to keep fighting.
For the love.
Y'all, our girl,
woo!
She's gunning for those Emmys again.
Darcy deserves a fucking Emmy Award for reality TV. Thank you for saying that.
This is a telenovela, this episode. They brought it. It's actually called Tears and Tantrums.
Tears and Tantrums, y'all.
Episode 5.
This is episode 5 of season 2.
Darcy and Stacy. Hey, Stace.
Hey, Darce.
You ready to cry our eyes out?
I don't know. My face is kind of all shifted around like Mr. Potato Head.
I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired.
She puts this growl in her voice.
I'm tired.
I'm not going to be able to speak after this episode.
Y'all,
we actually just did Welcome to Plathville. Plathville is back. It's even in the first episode of season 3.
Riveting.
It's riveting. It's fantastic. And really, we mean riveting. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we talked about how we love that show. And we love this show just as much.
Very different reasons.
Very different reasons.
And if you think to yourself, my reality shows that I watch don't have enough subtle homoerotic content, Welcome to Plathville is for you.
Boy, this season.
Yep.
This season, why do you have blue tape on your media center?
Because when I moved in, I didn't want to let the doors to.
Okay.
Who cares?
When did you move in?
April. I haven't gotten rid of it yet because I don't know what I'm going to put there.
This is what happens when I've been gone.
You are a nag. So let's jump in. This is going to be a long episode, hopefully. Not. Quit fooling with shit.
There's blue tape on my drink.
I'm hitting you with my legal pad.
Okay, y'all. Sorry. I'm distracted, which I shouldn't be.
You got a bubble in your throat.
I do. I'm overwhelmed because this episode was so good.
Good is a strong word. It was just hysterical.
Laughed my head up the whole time. And yes, y'all, I have a cough drop in my show, And I will for this entire episode because...
In your mouth.
We have to
not
talk...
Your show.
Yeah. We have to talk like Darcy and Stacey. So if you have a problem with cough drop sound, sorry.
Sorry.
Gotta fight for love.
And remember, this was right after where Darcy said, you know, sometimes I think you're just... Glitch. You're just out for yourself. It's me, you, and I.
And she gave the ring back, which wasn't... And she even says... They wake up in the bed the next day because
both Silvas.
Darcy stayed over there.
But it kind of looks like two horses are sleeping.
Because of the hair, y'all.
Yeah, it looks
just
like
horse mane.
Two horses' asses are sleeping. Just white.
And then you see Darcy kind of waking up.
Hey there.
Literally, they even wake up like cartoons. I love them so much.
And
Florian is sitting on a fancy couch.
A tiny little couch, sleeping under her oversized coat. It's like, hey, Florian, why'd you sleep with the jacket as a blanket? Cozy.
It's cozy. And so then Stace immediately says, well, Darce, did he message you? She's like, no.
Well,
and
there you
she's
go.
Like, I confronted him last night. I was really classy about it. Really classy.
And then he tells to Florian, they say, Florian, did we do anything wrong confronting the ex? And Florian's like, what do I say here? And he's like, then he finally says, who fucking cares?
Yeah, because he did want to say, yes, you're crazy.
Yeah.
But he says, who fucking cares? And that's when Darcy was like, I was classy. I was classy and I brought it up.
Did y'all notice Stacey's lashes this morning? What was going on?
They talked to her for her in the moment. It literally looks like...
She left the eye makeup on, and it literally looks like her eyelashes beat up.
Well, no, it's like they either got cried, or some of them were glued on, but then fell off.
Yes.
So it just
on
looks
her
like,
under eye.
Like, it looks like a spider is sitting on top of one eye, and then the other eye is just bald. And it totally made her face look like a Pablo Picasso painting.
It kind of looks like when your plastic surgeon is mad at you.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
It was laughable. I took a picture. I need to post it later.
And I love that here is Darcy in her moment of need, hasn't heard. Stacey's like, did he text you? She's like, no, haven't heard from him. Haven't heard from him. And so she's alone. She's scared. And what does her sister say to her poodle?
I don't know. What
she said, well, I don't know, Darcy. Maybe he's looking for his backup plan.
That's right.
Maybe he's already on his Sugar Mama website.
She said, he's already on the Sugar Mama website. Maybe you're his backup plan.
And Darcy literally makes a face like, no.
She so enjoys coming up with the worst possible situations. Well, guess it's over. That's it. You know, I never thought he was right for you. Never thought he was right for you. Florian. What? Florian's like, you take big. No, go. You go back.
He actually said, you're classy.
You're classy, Darcy.
I can't even do Florian.
Darcy. Like
so Florian does have the idea. Just leave. Let's just leave. And they're like, yeah, that's it.
And we'll
that's
go back it. To Connecticut.
And she's like, I'm going to go without him, and he can figure it out for himself.
And y'all, they go to Georgie's, Darcy and Georgie's room. So she gets back in the room. She's packing up. He's there.
She walks in. He's there.
I think this is
wow. The
first
time
on this episode.
6 minutes in.
This is another episode of Darcy and Stacey Theater.
Don't do that.
You're right. I hurt my voice.
Now you can't do it.
And
action.
Hey, how old are you?
This is all muted theater.
I'm shrugging my shoulders right now, y'all.
So just when you hear a little bit, just it's very muted behavior. Mm-hmm.
Missed you last night. I missed you.
Good texting. The phone. The buttons. You don't have buttons anymore.
I wanted to give you some space.
Okay. Well,
some space.
Good checked on me. Could have been dead in an alley.
You met my
pizza parlor.
You met
know.
My friends. You meet it, my. You met my ex. You know, I didn't.
What? I just, you know, I want open. I want honesty, openness, and I think your demeanor is really, you know, closed off.
Oh, no, I want to give you love, but you push me away with trust issues.
Look,
you don't get points. It's not the point. You don't get the points.
I don't think Octavia made everything, you know. I know she's ex-wife. I'm trying to give you a benefit of the doubt, but, you know, I'm not chasing a man. I want my fiance to come to me. I want to feel loved. I want to feel embraced. I want to feel
love
all
you.
The feelings that you get from me.
And scene. Y'all, she is spiraling right in front of him.
And he's just hugging her.
And the interesting, that was my favorite line. I want to feel the feelings that you get to feel that I give to you or something
from me.
And Georgie says, I give you love, but sometimes you push away.
You push me away. You push me your insecurities.
And Darcy's like,
she's not even hearing it.
The fact that he blames me makes it worse.
And I'm like, he's actually kind of right.
People have been asking, so what did Georgie actually do again?
We have no idea.
There was sock money. We know that. Not a big deal.
I think Georgie deserves a special place in heaven.
Yeah. I think either there's something that they're not telling us. We're going to find out a little more information. Or this is all trumped up for nothing.
I love you. I really feel that I love you, but I need you to honor who I am as a woman.
I love that. I need her to honor who I am as a woman. So, y'all, the next thing is they're checking out of the hotel.
What Darcy says, until I get these feelings from you, I don't think you should come back to Connecticut.
He's like, okay.
And Georgie, that's when Georgie says, I don't know what to do anymore. Whatever I do, she don't trust me. It's kind of exhausting dealing with these things.
Yeah. That's Darcy and Stacy, honey.
That's Darcy and Stacy.
Look at Florian. That's 6 years will do to you.
He's completely given up.
So, Florian and Stacy are pushing their bags down, and Florian's like, just moving very slowly with the luggage.
Like, push that, Stacy, push.
They take too much in bag.
There's so many bags.
We like to have options.
Y'all, didn't they go to Connecticut for like a weekend?
You mean Virginia?
Didn't they go to Virginia for a weekend? We don't really know. This was not a week-long trip.
No, it was like 3 or 4 days. Yeah. They had 4 bags.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
And so
Darcy and them come down, and Stacy's like, why is he coming down?
Yep. Georgie is there, and it's like, what's the plan? I don't know. What's going to happen?
And Darcy's like, Stacy even makes her say, you together or alone? And Darcy goes,
together or alone?
Which is, y'all, alone is Darcy's least favorite word.
Yes, that's true.
It's like she went, alone.
she had to practice saying the word.
She couldn't even say it out.
It's like the king's speech.
Oh, did you sob at that movie?
Loved it.
It's a great movie.
Colin Firth is a treasure.
He's all right. I'm kidding. I love him.
So they're loading the books, the bags, and too much shopping.
Too much shopping. So
Darcy immediately.
So Georgie, they leave. Go ahead.
Darcy immediately is going. She's starting to lose it.
And then.
And I think this is yet another installment of Darcy and Stacy Theater. We're doing them until you can't croak out anymore.
We're going to start this before they get in the car and then transition to the car.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Lauren, get the bags in. Get the bags in there. Yep.
Action.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's okay, honey. You're going to be okay. You're going to be good, Garth. You're a strong woman. So strong.
My heart hurts really bad. It's hard to keep fighting.
For the love.
Now we're in the car. More crying.
I just, why do I always have my heart broken?
You're strong. You're strong.
I just have everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful, just like everybody else.
No, don't cry. Don't see. Yeah.
Strong. And I'm powerful. I have two amazing daughters.
You deserve love.
Smart and going,
you deserve love.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you've never had the love you reserved. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, Darcy. We love you. We love you, Darcy.
Thank you for being there. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. The pain is gone. It's not away.
And scene.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you so much. You know,
well done. We're submitting that clip.
You know,
for the potties.
The potties
for reenactments.
Yeah.
For best reality show long form reenactment.
I'd like to thank I can't remember her name. I think it was Marilyn from University of North Texas from Carnegie Mellon taught me theater.
But wow. Yeah, that was this thing, and Stacey's just screaming the whole time. You deserve it. Love you.
You deserve it.
Yes.
You know she probably said, "Just hope he doesn't have another sugar mama."
Wow.
Meanwhile, Georgie is in the hotel room, and he's kind of like looks kind of now. Look, y'all. Darcy and Stacey know how to act. I don't think Georgie does.
No.
Georgie looks pretty broken in this hotel room.
I agree. And he said, I don't know what to expect. I guess I shouldn't have to press her and because I shouldn't have to press someone to marry me.
Yes.
And he said, maybe this is the end. And he starts to tear up.
He said, When I'm not with her and I feel
alone.
Well, actually, he said, and it made me laugh, alone.
Alone.
Because of his accent, and he kept saying, no one wants to be alone.
Alone.
And I thought, be very, very quiet.
Alone.
We are hunting rabbits.
L's are hard. those kind of like uvular L's that go really far back.
Yeah. They are.
Oh, boy. So, Stacey...
We're only 15 minutes in, and I'm exhausted.
I know. Stacey and Florian, y'all, are going to fertility clinic. Let's go make a baby. She has a song called Today. Today's the day we're going to make babies.
My Florian sounds like that guy that...
Sounds like a Swedish chef to me.
Oh, I was going to say, Hergy Flurgy, that guy from Goonies.
Hey, Slark. You guys!
It does.
That's what my Florian sounds like.
It does. You need to take it up a little higher in your range.
I've been doing Darcy. I can't.
Yeah. That's the only way I can do him. You can kind of do a scream, but it's really up high.
It's fine. I'm happy
and
with
like,
doing
you.
And
he's like, you know my babies. In store like ice cream. You know my babies. And there's kind of a modulation with a voice.
Wow.
So, and like, maybe we have twins. I've been a twin. I don't know. He's like, twins like Darcy, Stacey. Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Help me.
Help me, God.
Help me, God.
I want one name to be Joseph. And it's like a normal, it's like, what's the other Albany name? Katharina. Oh, that's my French name.
That's my video.
I was Catherine.
Catherine, French, same thing. Meant to be. Meant to be. Signs.
She would use that as a sign.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure it's a sign.
And she's like, would you be my baby daddy? Baby daddy.
Baby daddy. So.
There, y'all, this, again, another great doctor with a great poker face.
Yeah. Thankfully for the mask, because they show up and, now, granted, this isn't Angela. Right.
And Michael, who's fucking, you know, 50.
She's 54. And then,
like and Stacey's actually
46.
Stacey's 46. She's in good health. She, like, you know, they like, yeah, try to take care of themselves physically and
46
outwardly.
46 is, yeah.
It's getting up there.
It's hard, much harder to have a baby.
And so she tells the doctor, we go to consult and see, and she says, and the doctor says, have you used protection? She's like, hey, finally.
And he's
and
like,
so they've been having sex regularly without protection, and it still hasn't happened yet. So the doctor said, then we probably need to get everything tested pretty soon.
Right. The sharp decline. Talk about IVF. And the doctor says they need to be more aggressive. And Florian in his little confessional goes, nothing fear here. Nothing fear.
Because Stacey says, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Nothing fear.
Yeah, get that cough drop. Nothing fear. Y'all, we're going through, I think this is my fifth cough drop this episode.
Yes, a lot.
God, they kill me. Is there a way to do Darcy and Stacey in a healthy vocal way?
Yeah, you can, you can't grab as much as you need to.
But that's how they speak.
Yeah, but you can kind of put more air over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try.
So it's less.
It's just
grit.
When Darcy cries.
Yeah, you're
hard because it's just y'all. Darcy's cry is a guttural, like the red, yeah. The mom from the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones.
Yes, she's keening.
Yeah.
So they basically are saying you shouldn't delay. You need to. They're going to put some tests on it, and Darcy's getting her white pillows all in her bed. Darcy loves white, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is white. And you know how I feel about white decor.
Well, it's, y'all, she doesn't want to
and
be,
cream.
I bet you, Darcy and Stacey both, but I bet you they both obsess over things being clean.
I know they do.
I know. Now things can be scattered. Like, they can be trying on clothes and there's clothes everywhere and things like that.
Yep.
But they're not messy or they're not dirty.
No.
And I bet you that's a big deal to them. So that's where I think the white comes in. So
the producer asks her, have you heard from Georgie? And she's like, well, since we ended our engagement, he's like, he sent me a picture, said, this is where we were. And some people ended an engagement here and some people get married. Thought that was a little much. Hurtful.
Yeah, shows me. So, y'all, we get a little.
I want a forever love.
Forever love. So she does say, she's like, when I want to walk down the aisle, I'm going to know it's for fucking forever. Meanwhile, the kids show up.
It's a Christmas time. We're decorating the tree.
Decorating
the
tree.
Then it's like a whole Carol Burnett routine trying to get the tree out because she's so tiny. And she's like, got a lot of sparkly stuff. Shine bright like a diamond.
Like diamond. So, and she sits with the girls and she's basically like,
did you notice they couldn't put the star on the tree because none of them are tall
enough?
They're
all short, and Darcy's so short.
They just threw it up there.
Kind of threw it up, and she's like, "Let's go." So the girls are like, how was your trip? And she's like, well, there was some drama. A little bit drama. And she basically says, I know her girls are older, but she does. It is weird to me when she's like, mommy doesn't want to go down that same road.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're not six.
It almost feels like she's reminding them that she's their mom, and at the same time, kind of, it is kind of weird. I think she's trying to, she enjoys playing the role of mother.
Yes,
and I think she's telling herself that that's something that makes her feel. She keeps saying "mommy, mommy," that she keeps feeling like a mother to them.
I think it's an affirmation for
yes,
her, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not about the girls at all.
No, but she loves the girls, and I think she's a good mom.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's just Darcy needs constant validation in everything, y'all.
Aniko says, I'm over this. I'm tired of this, of all this petty shit.
This petty shit. And Aspen's like, yeah, same.
And
then Darcy says, listen, I just want to say, you're strong, independent women. You don't accept anything else than what you deserve. That's what I want to teach my girls. Teach my girls. Love you guys.
If you love somebody,
Silver Strong.
You don't chase it. You don't chase them.
Silver Strong. I would almost, if I was a tattoo person, I had a bunch of tattoos. You know when you have so many tattoos, it's kind of like, remember like after you fucked the whole defensive line,
yeah,
your standards of who put their dick in you just went down.
They were low before that, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're mm-hmm. kind of like, you know.
But that pretty much obliterated.
It's all going to be a good experience. Let's just try it.
Yep.
And I feel like some people are that way with tattoos. They get so many tattoos that after a while they're like, fuck it. I want to put Hello Kitty on my knee for today. Great. If I was one of, if I had had that many tattoos, I was
Silver Strong.
I would get Silver Strong. For sure.
It is a certain, I know exactly what she's talking about when she says Silver Strong.
And it inspires me.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Darcy is the original romantic. And she will continue to do this.
And it brings up everything. Her sister, their father, they all dealt with the loss of her brother.
Right.
It's Silva Strong.
Silva Strong. SS. Probably not that as a tattoo.
What's wrong with SS?
It's the German, the Nazi squad, the SS.
Oh.
Just a little World War history there for you.
Leave it to Poodle. Way to go, Poodle.
Don't get SS tattoos.
You know what? On that note, we're going to take a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Gonna have a spa day.
Yeah.
Never. Shift that energy.
We're gonna lift yourselves up. Our boobs too.
So y'all, we're going to a spa day. they're in here with these big coats and those long horsehair extensions.
Yes.
And I wrote down they looked like those tiny creatures from Star Wars on Tatooine.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't really see their faces.
Yeah. What did they go? Yeah, they do like that.
Because their coats are so big.
Yes, yep.
You can't really see them. And they're both so tiny. Y'all, the Silvas, I guarantee you, are not over 5'2".
No.
They're probably 5 foot. They're very tiny.
Hey, Siri, how tall is Darcy Silva?
She can't, I don't know if she'll say it. She's maybe 5'2".
Siri didn't hear me.
I think I would probably guess she's 5 foot. Does it say?
5'7".
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way she's 5'7". Maybe in heels.
No way. She can't be. No way.
No. No, they're both tiny.
I don't believe you, Internet.
Anyway, it's the first time the Internet's ever been wrong.
Yeah.
So that y'all,
turns out Darcy has a big surprise. They're going to Turkey because that's where they're going to get all their surgeries. We're going to get Russian lip lifts.
We're going to have Barbie nose.
Bulgarian butt fixes.
Butt fixes. Going to get a Transylvania vagina.
Moldovan mouth replacement.
Mouth replacement. And
Tunisian teeth.
With Grecian ears. Anyway, what? Did you hear something?
Stairs?
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
I thought someone knocking on the door.
Oh.
I think it was just
somebody
my neighbor.
Somebody knocking. Should I let him in? So, now look, y'all. We already know. It's already broke on the internet. They've already premiered their new faces.
Yeah.
And y'all all have opinions about that. I'll be honest. I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the least interesting thing about them.
There's so many things we can make fun of about them and talk about them than their faces and their surgery.
Yeah. So, and some of you post, we've had some posts on the squad. That's fine. We've kind of already had enough squad. In the sissy squad because we don't want anybody to think of ever getting to body shaming and all. I know it's different because they're doing it. But yeah. I'm just saying that, like, if you're the most surprised and the most interested in Darcy Silva's nose, you're watching it wrong. Don't you agree?
Yeah. And I think also if you're going to post stuff that says, please stop the surgery, number one, you don't control what they do over their life. They're going to do that. You can say things like, oh, Lord, here we go. You know,
I think they're great people. It's like people don't do that with Dolly Parton.
That's true.
Now, granted, Dolly Parton is Darcy.
She's got good work.
Is not Dolly Parton.
And I will say it is not what they don't always get the best work.
No.
So, but I guess
is Turkey a great place to get work?
I don't know.
I might go there.
But I would say what I would tell you is that is the easiest low hanging fruit with them.
Oh yeah.
Is their very appearance. You can talk about their makeup or their fake eyelashes. Or their bad horsehair ponytails.
Or their extensions that you can see in the back when they're having a very dramatic scene.
Yes, even though they have had work done to their face, it's still their face.
Yeah.
So, and whether you like it or you don't like it, I personally don't love it either. But it's especially in our Facebook group, it's just negativity. And it's different than talking about someone's outfit choices. Or their makeup.
Or
their weight or anything like that.
It's fine. You can message us about it and we're like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. And we get it. But the more talks about it, we have to use our sissy squad to talk about women's bodies.
It's just
which
not on
there's plenty of other places in this world that talk about women's bodies.
Yeah. We don't really want to do that.
Yep.
So
yep.
Anyway.
PSA.
P.S. Gay.
So they're still in the spa. They're going to get all that stuff. And twin transformation time.
Twin transformation.
They're always
she, even before she
to
goes
get
in,
better.
She even says, like, she says twin act, or she says,
twin powers activate.
Twin powers activate. And
did you notice?
And then Stacey looked down and said, why are we always wearing flip-flops in the winter?
In a moment of clarity.
And I died.
They always wear flip-flops, but it's so cold. They do.
That's why I love them, y'all. Look, it's like Poodle. It only reminds me of Poodle and I. Jake and I know that we're ridiculous.
Yeah, we totally own that.
It's like RuPaul says, again, anyone who's living life and taking themselves seriously... You're doing it wrong. And I tell you that not to shame you. I tell you that to give you the gift to not take yourself so seriously. And that's why I think the core of why I love these women both so much is that they get it.
Yeah.
And their lives are ridiculous.
They know people make fun of them, you guys.
But they don't care because people make fun of Jake and I.
Yep.
We make fun of ourselves first. So I don't know. God, I want to meet them. God, I just want to get...
I don't think we're that level.
Oh, they're never going to meet us.
No.
I know they message us in like with smiley faces and hearts.
No.
And they love us, but we're never their big time.
No.
So... if we do a live show in Connecticut, I will ask them to come.
They're never
coming. They won't, Maybe Papa Silva, he won't come either.
No.
You know what?
We could probably get Raina and Debbie.
Raina and Debbie are going to be there. I'll give Raina free wine.
Oh, yeah. That's all she needs.
Yeah.
She'll bring her own.
She will bring her own. She just has a bag. Pulls it out.
So they are, they're going to go to,
they're doing treatments now, and I want to get this done. They put like collagen on your neck, and
spicy.
Now this time,
jalapeno.
This time I didn't mind the word spicy.
Yeah.
We talked about it on Fuckboy Island. We hated when Nakia said
it's when they talk about it as men.
Yes.
Talk about people being spicy.
They're talking about pain. And what do they say? Like they're saying,
it is pain.
But kind of pain. And what does Stacey say? What she said something about the jalapeno.
Oh, spicy, like a jalapeno. That one's a jalapeno.
Yeah.
And then they start jiggling. She's like, we're going to get this sucked out of us. We're going to get it. And they're like, hey. They're acting like they're 23-year-olds in a club.
Because
it's hysterical.
Because you know what? Make life fun, y'all.
Yeah.
Make it fun.
They always have fun.
I love them.
It's cheesy, but it's just ridiculous.
They always embarrass their daughters when their daughters are cheerleading. Can you imagine Darcy going to school functions?
No. So, y'all, Stacey and Florian are going to Debbie's. Debbie's going to go to Debbie's house. Debbie is Jackie Mason, who I'm sorry, rest in peace, who I murdered.
So they're going to Debbie's house.
He's a great guy. I've had my problems with him, but he's not going to have my problems.
I did love when they got in the bed at the spa and Stacey said, oh, got to put the twins to bed. Talking about her tits.
So they're at Debbie's, y'all, and Florian's like, can I see cocktail list?
List? What do you mean? Cocktail list?
Okay.
What do you mean? Think we're some kind of club? I'm going to make you something?
Huh? Did you see the liquor cabinet behind Florian?
Oh, yeah. Debbie's a drinker.
I think we're beyond that.
I like
that.
Sweet.
Y'all.
All right, make you something sweet.
It was a pantry full of liquor.
Hashtag goals.
It was just, y'all, like five rows
Hashtag goals.
It was like liquor. You know, like when you're in college and like, you're going to get bitters, and you're going to get these weird liquors.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to be like a bartender at my house. And then you realize no one ever drinks mint schnapps.
And no one's ever going to want that, and you're just going to be left over. And then your alcoholic friend who's going to come over and drink it and polish it off for you.
Thank you for doing that for me, by the way.
You're welcome. Got to know what our jobs are. So Florian's like, Debbie, Raina, then what? If happy, drink. If sad, drink. You drink.
Zay says, yeah, you gotta drink a lot. That's what they do. So
they're talking about DC.
They're
with Darcy and Georgie.
They're sitting down, and so you know what?
Okay.
Third time's a charm.
Sure.
I think it's I don't know how we're gonna pull this off, but Poodle's gonna be playing the role. Florian
and Debbie.
And Debbie
Stacy.
And Stacy. I'm gonna be Raina. Cause that's gonna take a lot.
Woo!
Woo!
All right. Triple duty here.
And
done it before.
Action.
So you went to DC. Tell me about DC. Tell me about what you do in DC.
DC.
Well, you know, Darcy and Florian had a real problem.
Went to a bar in DC once. Sorry, go ahead.
So, What happened?
Tattoo. What happened?
We found out he's been on like a Sugar Mama website.
Sugar
Mama.
Oh, wait, yeah, we did find that out. I was there.
And
I get it. So, sure.
Sugar Mama. Sugar Mama.
Sure. Shaq.
He's known as Sugar Mama.
Shaq Lama. Shabalaba Lama Ding Dong.
I'm not surprised. I can say I'm not surprised. I'm not really a friend of him. I've never been a big fan of George's.
Fuck, does never she been, find these men?
I don't know. She finds them all over the place. But here's the thing.
You know,
I'm going to say this.
Speak, bitch. Speak.
I didn't want to tell you this. Here's the thing. He called you. I heard this from the third party. He said that you girls were American trash.
American trash.
Yeah, American trash. American trash.
Anybody seen that bottle of Cabernet?
And scene.
Well done,
I'm
Poodle.
I'm exhausted. Thank you.
Y'all, American trash.
So,
do you believe Debbie?
Are they wrong?
Do you believe Debbie? Where did she get this?
I agree. This feels like something that was invented.
It does feel invented because later on, and we'll find this out, but which is probably going to be another scene.
Debbie.
But we'll get to that later.
Oh, God.
It's just so much. But anyway, so Debbie, basically, Raina, Stacey's kind of like, what are you talking? And this is this big kind of moment. And wait, I lost my place.
No, they're talking about when
Debbie's like,
Debbie heard
we need to have a sit down with her.
Yeah. We need to tell her.
And we need to really sit there and tell her this. And Stacey's
and they
like,
can't wait.
They can't wait.
Tell her. She needs to know.
And so, you know, and as a continuation.
Oh, my God.
I think we're going to do our, fourth
in one episode.
And final theater. I'll be playing Raina and Darcy.
And I'll be playing Debbie.
Okay. Action. Hey, Darth.
Hey, so glad you came over. So glad you came over.
Listen. Pour me a glass of wine real quick.
Yeah, okay, here you go.
Okay, now let's cut to it. You know what? I don't want to do the right. Let me FaceTime Debbie. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, hello. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Darcy. Yeah. Darcy, it's good, good to talk to you.
I can give you the phone. Talk to Darcy.
Okay, here's
Turn
the thing.
That shit.
Here's the thing, Darcy. I did not want to tell you this. I got to tell you that Georgia, he's a piece of work.
What?
He's a piece of work.
What'd he do?
He's a piece of work.
What'd he do?
You know,
tell me.
I don't know
tell
what
me.
The hell's going to go out.
What happened?
I heard this from a third party. So who is it?
Give us a third party. Who's
her third party.
Who?
He called
who?
You and a lot of the girls he hang out with American trash. He called you American trash. You hear me? Trash. Trash. You're trash, Darcy. You're trash.
What the hell?
And you know what he's
yeah.
And you know what else, though?
What?
And this may or may not be true, but a man just made it up in my head.
What? You didn't tell you this
said?
Before.
You
didn't tell
you. He said that when the money runs out, he's gone. He's gone. When the money runs out, when the money runs out, he's gone.
How dare he say that to me? How dare
liar.
He?
He's a liar.
He's a... Oh, you know, I'll tell you this. The money's not going to run out, but it's going to run out for him. It's going to run out for him. I'll tell you that.
That's it. I'm tired of it.
I don't trust one word he fucking says. He doesn't love me. Darcy, you waited too quick. You got on that dick too quick. I know it's a huge dick. But you got it too quick. Oh, that's so tired. I'm tired. You gotta love yourself, Darcy. You gotta love yourself.
Hey, you wanna come see the place next week?
Okay. And
well
see.
Done. That was
wow.
I'm exhausted.
This is what a marathon feels like.
Yeah. Maybe not a marathon.
Wow. I think I just ruined my massage this morning. We've got to end the show out of that because I don't have anything else to say.
Wow. Y'all, but we don't know if Debbie made up.
By the way,
hearing.
I was very much in character, but I glanced over at you looking at me while we're doing that scene, and you look horrified.
It was terrifying.
It's like when you're doing Florian and Stacey at the same time and throwing your head around, and I'm afraid Poodle's about to be possessed with an evil deity.
Yep. Oh, that I've got at least three evil deities inside me.
So here's the deal. So Debbie just suddenly remembers when she's on the
sketch.
Phone. I
it
forgot this part.
Yeah, it was sketch. When the money runs out, he's gone. When the money runs out, I'm gone.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. I still enjoy doing her, so.
I don't know.
I would still love to have wine with them in the lobby of a Hilton Garden Inn. Don't you think that's where they meet?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Sleep. Sleep in.
Sleep in. Y'all.
That's the show.
That's the show. Next week looks like it's going to be a good
episode. Oh,
they're going to meet with Georgie, Debbie, and Raina.
This was halfway through. So
yeah.
We've got five more episodes.
Five more
episodes. And supposedly we've got Aniko's 16th Sweet 16, but we might think that that's, it might be canceled.
You think it's COVID related?
Maybe.
Y'all, if Aniko's, well, I don't know. Either Darcy's going to spiral or she'll just turn it around because she wants Aniko to have the best day ever.
Yeah.
Let's hope for that.
Let's hope.
Y'all, go to realitygazepodcast.com. That's the show. If you would look, pardon me, but if you enjoyed all this shit that Poodle and I just did for you, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. That's the least we deserve.
And if you don't, and if you don't know what to write, say, keep theater in Queens.
Keep theater in Queens.
I don't know how that's spelled.
I don't know how that's spelled either, but who fucking cares? You can go to now, I can, as Oprah says, this I know for sure. I know for sure our on the sissy team, Christina, is going to be making memes of this.
So there's just four to choose from.
Yeah, you can go to Reality Gaze Podcast, our Instagram, and follow us there,
follow
Reality
those
Gaze
memes.
Podcast. And our Twitter is Reality Gaze Pod. Hey, we also want to mention that if you do follow us on Twitter, our podcast network, Acast, just tweeted, and we retweeted it. Apparently, people they want to take in polls of podcasts that they want to see
to us to host
South by Southwest.
Yes.
So to host us.
It'd be us and the Sexy Unique Podcast.
A live show of us in Austin coming this spring.
You Austin sissies, you would get us.
If you want it, follow us on Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter. You'll see that
you can
retweet.
See the,
you know
the,
we're going to pin it. I'll pin that it. Tweet so people can find it. So
it's
be sure to go
exciting.
To that.
It's exciting. Y'all. Could you imagine this shit show at South by Southwest?
I know. Oh my God, you're gonna fuck so
many
Austin
musicians. Boys. Ooh.
Oh my God,
I'm gonna see so many bands and then try to sleep with them after.
Oh my God,
I may not come back, y'all. Ooh.
Wow. Oh boy,
I'll die happy.
Oh boy. Well, I'll be staying with my future mother-in-law because she lives in Austin. Boy, isn't that, but I love her. So, y'all, we appreciate if you can do that. And, you know, stay tuned. If you haven't got the newsletter, you might want to get the newsletter because, y'all, some information's coming down the pike. We're going to be announcing stuff soon. And that's one of the first places that you can hear about it.
Yay.
Poodle.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to end this show. But Poodle, when you want, when you, if you're Raina and you run out of wine, and you want,
first of all, that would never happen, but yeah.
But if you're out of wine and you don't know where to go to, what's the best way for you to get a bottle?
You simply manifest it. You manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.